Welcome back to the Morning Blend on Mater Dei Radio, and joined by Tom Haker today. We are going to be talking about legatus, and if you've never heard that word before, Tom's going to tell us a little bit about what legatus members do and what this organization is. But good morning, and welcome to the show, Tom.
Thank you, Brian. Glad to be here.
So first of all, what is legatus?
Yes. So legatus is an organization that was formed back in 1987 by Tom Monahan with Domino's Pizza founder. You might be familiar with him. So he founded it. And legatus is actually Latin for ambassador. And basically what it is it's an organization of Catholic business leaders, executives, that the mission is to study, live, and spread the Catholic faith in the world of business. So in the business and their professional lives and in their personal lives. So it's business leaders, CEOs, presidents of company, managing partners, business unit leaders and whatnot. So it's combining that Catholic faith into the business workplace.
So personally, what do you do for a living, and how long have you and your lovely wife, Julie, been a part of legatus?
Sure. So I am a vice president at J. Dunn Construction. So I lead a business unit of professionals doing work in the semiconductor world. And we've been members going on 4 years now of legatus.
What was it about legatus that appealed to you? You know, being a professional, being a Catholic business person, what was it that brought you and Julie to even want to learn more about it?
It just seemed like a natural fit being active in our faith, and just it's always a struggle to, you know, how to work your faith or live your faith in the business world, not being overtly in a, you know, public area, but at the same time sharing those, being able to share values with others. My company, actually, J.A. Dunn, is a private company, and the Dunn family is actually a Catholic family. So that worked out very well for me, ethically and morally, very well aligned with the company. So this was just something that was we were interested in. We had someone else in our organization that was members that brought us in, and we started learning more about it, and it was a great fit. We just wanted to continue, so we became members.
And it's my understanding you and Julie are like co-presidents of the Portland chapter?
That is correct. We're going on our second year as co-presidents, so she makes me do a lot of the public things, and then she does a lot of the behind the scenes, making sure we're planned and organized.
Well, behind every great man is a wonderful, organized woman.
Absolutely.
If you're just joining us here on the Morning Blend, we are talking with Tom Haker. He is a co-president of the Legatus Portland chapter, vice president there at J.D. Dunn Construction. And not everybody is blessed to work at a Catholic radio station or at a Catholic private company like Tom. So as a busy professional that might be out there listening today, that's got to be a tough challenge, I think, to try to blend our Catholic faith into our day-to-day business.
Absolutely. So even with a company that I work for that happen to be founders are Catholic, it's not necessarily a per se Catholic company. So right. We have plenty of people from all different walks of life that work in our company, and especially out in the Portland area. You can imagine that things are a little bit different. So legatus is a great organization that really provides support, because you are meeting with peers from other companies and bouncing ideas off of them and just getting reinforced in your own values and how you approach your work, your employees, those members of your team that you're working with.
Because you'd mentioned at the beginning about how it's sort of a group of business leaders. We're talking about presidents, CEOs, leaders of companies. So when you all get together and kind of share ideas, how does legatus overall able to help these leaders integrate faith into business?
Yeah, it's a great question. So we meet monthly, and it's a lot of more camaraderie than actually getting into the nuts and bolts of it. So it's more just getting to know people on a personal level and then taking those relationships you develop. And then it's more peer-to-peer. How do we help each other? Legatus has a great network of support. Their website and the resources they have available. There's ways to link up with other people in Legatus, or even if you're looking for employees, there's links to finding other good employees that might fit your needs. So it's really kind of this networking opportunity is the best way I would describe how Legatus does that from the business side. And then other than that, it's more just the support side of providing like-minded business leaders and their spouses. That's another thing that's really neat about Legatus is you and your spouse do not need to qualify. You don't have to have a spouse, but if you do, both of you are automatically members once the one that is qualified joins.
Excellent. Because as you mentioned, and I think we all are aware that this area isn't exactly friendly to faith-filled people. And so it is probably nice to have this sort of oasis when you're kind of going through the day-to-day grind to be able to meet once a month with other Catholic leaders in business and just share ideas and kind of recharge your batteries, I would imagine.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. We look forward to it every month. Great group of people that are in it. We're always looking for more members to join. We've got a lot of solid Catholic leaders in the area. A lot of them are members, but there's a lot more out there. I know there's opportunities for others to join. So it is a great way just to, it can be challenging. So just to have those people that you can meet with, again, bounce ideas off, reinforce what we're thinking. If there's anything new that someone's heard, we've got a lot of great speakers that come and talk about business ethics from a Catholic perspective. So there's a lot that you can really take away from it and incorporate it into your business practice.
So we are coming up against our break here pretty soon, but just one quick question before we do. Maybe just you personally, besides being this VP and being the co-president of the Portland chapter of Legatus, you're a husband, a father, Knight of Columbus. Tell us a little bit about you and your family.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm the youngest of seven kids, cradle Catholic from Iowa, actually. Been out here for about 11 years. But grew up in the Midwest, like I said, cradle Catholic family. My parents were great role models. My dad and his business, and then my mom raising a family. So blessed with great examples of Catholic faith and Catholic thought in the workplace from my dad and from my older siblings. So always been close to my faith. So that's kind of the background there. And then, Julie and I have two kids that are also following in their faith, which is fantastic. And that's another great resource with Legatus. Just most of us do have families. And so just talking about raising kids or kids that are raised, it's been really neat. So I'm really plugged into the community, with the Knights of Columbus at St. Cecilia Church. And then I am I'm the chair of the board of directors of Good Neighbor Center, which is a homeless shelter for families. So just, really, my background is a lot of my family just really influencing me on giving back to those less fortunate in the communities in which we work and live, and really giving of my time and talent where I can. So, Legatus was a natural fit there. And there are qualifications to be a Legatus, but it is open to anyone that is a practicing Catholic that meets those qualifications as well.
All right. And we will talk more about that in our next segment. We are coming up against the break. Tom, can you hang out for another half hour? We'll pick it up here in the next segment.
Sure thing, Brian.
And we are continuing our conversation with Tom Hager from Legatus, the Portland chapter here on The Morning Blend. Thanks for sticking around, Tom. We appreciate it. And before we went into break, you were telling us about all of the incredible community service that you do. And Legatus was just sort of that natural fit. So maybe we can highlight Legatus a little bit more about how the leaders integrate faith and business, and maybe what some of those challenges that business leaders are facing in the future, and especially here in a market like Portland.
Yeah. So Legatus has a lot of resources for us that will help us with integrating our faith into our business. Depending on what market or business you're in, that can be challenging. Sometimes there's a lot of resistance. And so, to me, one of the biggest challenges we face in business, I think truly is connection, connecting to people. We're getting more and more, secluded, I'll say, in our personal life. And so losing that community connection is a challenge. And so I think business is a people's workplace is a big part of that. And so Legatus helps us all with some ideas or ways to do that are bouncing off our peers. But that's something I'd focus on is how am I connecting to people and not necessarily throwing religion in their face. But I've had several meetings or conversations where someone at the end of it will ask me, are you a person of faith? Mm-hmm. And it's nothing. I never mentioned God or anything, but just the way I talk or approach things, it comes through or it's evident. And that to me is exactly what I'm trying to do. So demonstrate faith without putting it squarely in people's face, but doing it in a way that's more approachable, maybe a little bit more reserved, but at the same point, at the same time, it comes through. So just making those connections, I think, are really important because people are, I think we have a big desert of connection of people, and it's really crucial for people to thrive to have it.
And that's great that just the way you carry yourself or the way you conduct business, that people can see that you're reflecting Christ to others without even having to say anything. That's great.
Exactly.
So do you think this is still kind of the residual effect of COVID? I mean, it's 5 years ago. You think it's far enough in the rearview mirror that we would have forgotten it by now, but we know how it affected the church. Has it still continued to affect business, do you think? As you were kind of talking about that isolation that still, I think we're a little reserved about getting together and reaching out to our fellow brothers and sisters.
Yeah, I think so. I really think that the society was a little fragile before COVID, and COVID just completely busted it.
Yeah.
So it certainly exacerbated where we were headed. But absolutely, I have friends at other places where they struggle with getting people back to work in person full time. We, being in the construction industry, it's more apparent and obvious that you need to be present.
Yeah.
But even some of our support staff, we have a work at from home policy for one day a week or maybe two for some positions of support. But the younger people in particular, they are very resistant to be in the office full time, and they like to be working remotely. So it definitely is a struggle, and it will continue. And yeah, we learned a lot of, you know, we did learn some positives in COVID where, you know, we can do things remotely. We don't have to have everyone present. So there are some good that came out of it, but now there's the losing that camaraderie and spirit of togetherness.
So you had mentioned that the Portland chapter does get together once a month. What does that meeting look like? Does it take place at a specific place and time or date? And what sort of goes on, unless it's a big secret?
No, not at all.
What goes on at a meeting?
Yeah, so we meet on the first Tuesday of every month in the evening. Typically, we've been meeting at the Portland Golf Club. They are great hosts for us. We've also met some other places as well throughout the years. But generally, we're at the Portland Golf Club. And so the meeting really is, it's not like a normal meeting, like where you're sitting and doing business. It is more, Julie and I like to think of it as, it is really a monthly date night. We start with a rosary. So we say the rosary for those that are attending early. And then we have the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. Father Todd Molinari is our current chaplain. So he will do Mass. He's also available for confession before then as well for our members. And then following the Mass, we have a basically a cocktail hour. So we're able to, you know, catch up with our fellow members of Legatus. And then following that, we have a really nice dinner. So have a dinner, usually a 3-course meal. And then after that, we have some amazing speakers that come and speak with us every month. So that is basically the meeting in a nutshell. I'll go through announcements or what's going on with the chapter. We announce birthdays and anniversaries and, you know, have a nice personal touch for those couples that are there. And then just the upcoming events and opportunities that Legatus offers.
So would there be any speakers that maybe our listeners would recognize off the top of your head?
Next month, our speaker is Father Robert Sirico, who's well known. It was pretty funny. During the conclave, he was broadcasting from Rome, talking about the conclave and the election of our next pope. And I turned to Julie. I'm like, Julie, this is our speaker next month. And right now, he is talking from Rome on TV. It's pretty wild.
That's amazing.
Yeah, we've had George Weigel in the past, which is amazing. Yes, that was incredible to have him. Joe Burke, who's from Boise, yep. I think you've interviewed him. He was one of our speakers. He was really neat. We've had a lot of, like, Brandon McCauley, who basically is a protege of Christopher West in the theology of the body. He was a great speaker. We've had a large range then of, you know, religious different priests that have come talk to us. Different professors, different people in the world of business. So some Legatus members, some not. Last year we had Kristen Hawkins.
Basically, oh, Students for Life movement. Yeah.
So she was amazing. So we've had some really good speakers. We have basically a really good program chair that's brought some really good Catholic speakers. They're authentic Catholic speakers is what we look for that can really deepen our faith.
Just real quick, I just want to ask you, because you are extremely busy in your life, why do you take the time for Legatus? Why is it that important to you that you would, in your busy life, still set aside this one evening a month, and then, of course, all the planning that goes into that one evening?
Sure. So I think that's the biggest point. It's only one night a month, so it's not a tremendous amount of time, but we get tremendous value out of it. Everyone that's a member has said that universally, that, oh my gosh, we look forward to it every month. Really, we have a chapter administrator, and we have support from Legatus, who does a lot of the planning. Those of us who are officers obviously put a little bit more time in, but those that are just members, you know, really, you're literally showing up once a month and participating and having a great evening. So it's not a lot of time, but it is well worth the time investment.
And then finally, Tom, if people are interested, where can they learn more about either Legatus overall or the Portland chapter itself?
Yes. So we have a website, legatus.com. So please go to that. Otherwise, you can reach out. We do have a local LinkedIn for Legatus Portland chapter. You can look for us there, or just look me up and you can send me an email or message me on LinkedIn, or if you just Google me, I'm sure you'll find me at J.E. Dunn, and we'd be happy to connect you and answer any questions that you have.
Excellent. Well, thank you for your time. We appreciate it, and God bless you and all that you do with Legatus.
Thank you, Brian.